Track 70.
We've been talking about a country you would like to visit, and I'd like to discuss with you one or two more general questions related to that. First, let's talk about the importance of languages in culture. How do you think language helps us to understand a culture?
Personally speaking, I would say it helps a lot. I feel quite bad that I don't know any Arabic at all. I think that's the reason we find countries like Morocco so strange and exotic. I'd feel more at home there if I knew at least the basics of their language. And also, in my view, it's kind of a mark of respect to be able to greet someone and say thank you, that kind of thing.
So, do you think when we learn a language, we need to learn the culture as well?
Well, it depends. The thing is that languages like Spanish, English, and even French are not associated with just one country. Take Spanish, for example. In a class, different students might be planning to use their Spanish in Spain, in Argentina, Venezuela, Colombia, so many places with different cultures. With English, the countries that use it are even more diverse, as it's spoken not only in the UK, the US, Australia, and countries like that, but also places further afield, such as India, Singapore, Hong Kong, and African countries. Given this fact, English is quite separate from any culture.
But isn't there a culture associated with the language itself?
Well, I suppose there is to some extent. So, in Spanish, we have different forms of address for different people. I mean, there's a more respectful form if you are speaking to older people or a stranger. In English, it seems to be part of the language to be very polite all the time. You know, say please, thank you, and excuse me a lot. But I don't know if that's true everywhere that English is spoken.
Okay, let's talk about how cultures change. What aspects of culture do you think are most resistant to change?
That's a good question. Obviously, anything embedded in the language is not going to change quickly, and also anything connected to religion. I would say the most deeply rooted aspects of culture are those we cannot see.
Can you give me an example of that?
Well, I suppose things like the fact that the Spanish are eternally optimistic. It's a kind of belief that good will triumph over evil, or everything will be all right in the end. What you see is people always smiling, singing and dancing, but underneath, the belief is that life is basically good.
That's interesting. Do you think globalization has changed Spanish culture at all?
Let me think. No, I wouldn't say so. Not the culture, at least, which is something we Spanish are very proud of. It has changed things superficially, and these days you'll notice the presence of more international businesses and chains. There are more international films and TV programs available, and younger people probably listen to more international music than, for example, when my parents were children. But deep down, we are the same. We still do things our own way.
Thank you very much, Luis. That's the end of the speaking test.